A reading from the book of Zechariah. This word of the Lord of hosts came. Thus says the Lord of hosts, I am intensely jealous for Zion, stirred to jealous wrath for her. Thus says the Lord, I will return to Zion, and I will dwell within Jerusalem. And Jerusalem shall be called the faithful city, and the mountain of the Lord of hosts, the holy mountain. Thus says the Lord of hosts, old men and old women, each with staff in hand because of old age, shall again sit in the streets of Jerusalem. The city shall be filled with boys and girls playing in its streets. Thus says the Lord of hosts, even if this should seem impossible in the eyes of the remnant of this people, shall it in those days be impossible in my eyes also, says the Lord of hosts? Thus says the Lord of hosts, lo, I will rescue my people from the land of the rising sun and from the land of the setting sun, and I will bring them back to dwell within Jerusalem, and they shall be my people, and I will be their God with faithfulness and justice. We Christians think a lot about where we are spiritually, but we all have to live in what some call the real world, a place that's solid and full of people and buildings and spaces in use. We call it our hometown. If you had to describe your hometown in a few words, how would you do it? Mine's a small town, pretty in the autumn, fall, tidy, but with some serious social problems, and the culture is materialistic. How would you sum up your hometown? Well, Zechariah is speaking some time after the return of people from the exile, and for him the crucial need is to rebuild that temple in Jerusalem. And of course the temple is more than just stones and mortar. It symbolizes something much bigger. And he has a vision of what that might mean. He uses three words to sum up the kind of place, the kind of society Jerusalem might become. Faithful, holy, just. But he also has two images of that place. The old people sitting and watching and talking, and children playing. For Zechariah, those two images are important. They are a composite picture of life valued, of harmony in nature, of a deep understanding of reality. Other people may be busy as they need to be, planning and organizing and arguing. They may be engaged in making money, building social groups, trying to get their own way. Perhaps even some are praying or striving for the good. But the peacefulness of the elderly and the spontaneous joy of the children are the key images of a society that is in the total care of God, a society where holiness, justice, and faithfulness reign. How does your society live up to that kind of ideal? In my hometown, there are a lot of retired people, some comfortably off, but a good many living alone, lonely, struggling to stay warm in winter, worried about doctor's bills and petty crime. Our parish priest is a great comfort to many of the Catholic folk in this situation. But it's a society that sees the old as lacking in value. And as for the children, well, yes, I see plenty of kids kicking a ball and riding bikes. But there's a large income gap in my hometown, and in some areas, kids regularly arrive at school without breakfast. Youth unemployment is high. There are gangs associated with crime and violence. A good deal of disrupted family life. A lot of young people, it seems, with mental problems, Can't say there was joy all around. Well, Zechariah's vision was just that, a vision. And I guess not all that vision was realized in reality. But I think we absolutely must have a vision of the kind of world we want to live in. A world where holiness and justice and faithfulness are the key values. In the words of the song, awake from your slumber, arise from your sleep. A new day is dawning for all those who weep. The people in darkness have seen a great light. The Lord of our longing has conquered the night. Let us build the city of God. May our tears be turned into dancing. For the Lord, our light and our love, has turned the night into day.